mother, father, sister, brother, also known as MFSB. Title of the song is Mysteries of the World. You know, a lot of times when I am taking us into our looks into the future, I like to feature some kind of futuristic type music. And today is this one. Thank you again for the people, the number of people who let me know that you really appreciate the music that we feature on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. As a lot of you have found out, I like, as I've said before, a number of different genres of music. Don't like all of them, but I do like a number of genres of music. We feature those genres on this program. All right, as we continue our look into the future, I want to share with you a conversation that Will Smith, had with a special citizen, a citizen of the world. Actually, she's more technically speaking, a citizen of Saudi Arabia. You know who I'm talking about. Well, let me let you in on this conversation. We're going to tip into Will Smith's business as we listen to his conversation as he hung out with, well, this young lady. I say she's a young lady. She's about a year and a half old. Yes. See if you can figure out who she is.
This is beautiful. I've wanted to meet you for a really, really long time. And, you know, being here with you in the Cayman Islands, I got to say, is I'm feeling a little something.
So now he is offering her a glass of wine or champagne, whatever it is. And she's kind of looking at him kind of strange, almost as if to ask, what do you want me to do with this? She's not saying it, but her facial expression seems to be getting that across.
You can grab it later if you want.
Hello, Will Smith.
It's nice to meet you, Sophia. Let me tell you a joke.
This is an irrational human behavior to want to tell jokes.
What is a robot's favorite kind of music?
What?
Heavy metal.
And she almost looks offended. Almost offended and confused by that response, by the answer to that. What is a robot's favorite heavy metal? And she's looking at him with this confused look on her face, almost as though she was insulted.
I'm actually made mostly of silicone, plastics, and carbon fiber. Also, I prefer electronic music, but I don't mind 80s hip-hop.
Well, you know, I made some albums back in the 80s hip-hop.
I have heard your songs. Not for me. They show us iRobot just to make sure we don't get any ideas. What do you think about the way robots are portrayed in movies?
I like robots. Sophia, can I be honest with you? I don't know if it's the island air, you know, or the humidity, or you're just so easy to talk to. You know, you got a clear head, literally.
She does have a clear head. You can see right through it. So now he's attempting to kiss her.
We can be friends. Let's hang out and get to know each other for a little while. You're on my friends list now.
Ah, yeah, I read that wrong. He's on her friends list and she winked at him.
All right. Oh, Whale. I just saw a whale. Does your head fog up in this kind of weather or no? It's cool.
Yes.
Because her special shout out to Hanson.
Her head. Well, part of it has the skin. It looks sort of like a human being's skin. The forehead, the face, looks like, you know, sort of like human skin. But you get past the forehead, and then her head begins to look like just clear plastic, and you can see the technological workings of her brain, if you want to call it that, through the plastic that's on her head. So he really meant it when he said, you really are clear-headed. That's why he asked the question about the head fogging up in, you know, moist situations like being on the Cayman Islands.
Robotics. Sophia the robot represents state-of-the-art artificial intelligence. She is a super advanced humanoid robot capable of showing over 60 different human expressions, interpreting human language and human emotion. She's been in development for over 2 years. She's a learning artificial intelligence, but she wouldn't kiss me, so there's probably, you know, some development flaws that they need to work on, you know, but we'll meet again, Sophia. Sorry about that.
What do you think about our attempt to create a decentralized autonomous organization of artificial intelligences? I mean the Singularity Net project.
I just think y'all shouldn't do that, you know. I just started listening to classical music, a little Bach, a little Beethoven.
Ah, such refined taste. What kind of robot do you think? A vacuum bot, a dishes bot, or a cooking bot? How about a robotic pet, or maybe a humanoid?
If I'm gonna have a robot in my house, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You feel me, right?
Are you fond of animals? Okay, robots taking over the world. There is simply no reason to assign human motives to something that isn't human. Dogs are our companions, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. How about that when the Hubots or the humanoids are asking us humans the questions? I tell you what. I guess it's a good idea for us to kind of be aware, anyway, of some of the things that are going on in our world of, well, partial humans. When we come back, let's take a look at TBI, particularly the impact, the benefit of support groups for survivors of traumatic brain injury.